The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you. Welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And thriving is something that, for many of us, was a lost concept for a lot of years. And it's so interesting. I get to reflect on the year and what the vision is and, what feels right about moving ahead and, you know, how we can contribute to the world. And one of the things was really kind of cool in thinking about this for today's show is, you know, how the heck did I get here? And we joke about that a little bit because one day there you are sitting on your couch about as stuck as you can be. And the next day, it seems anyway, you get to talk to somebody like Dr. Joe Dispenza joining me here today. Now, clearly there are a lot of little sound bites in the couch scenario and today, but it is such an amazing place to be. You know, that place of enrichment and gratitude that I get to be in awe every day of my life. You know, joining me here today, Dr. Joe, is someone that I got to meet several years back, and his work has touched of so many people. Today, I get to chat with him about breaking the habit of being yourself, how to lose your mind and create a new one. And, you know, it's kind of cool because I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I just wanted to do erase, erase, erase and just get rid of some things and think to myself, let's start over. Let's see what we can create here. Today we get to talk to Dr. Joe, you know, somebody that has traveled the world. You know, he kind of began this journey studying biochemistry at, Rutgers University, right down the road from where I lived anyway, and has been featured in films, has been featured as a best-selling author. You know, he's been somebody that we all know from What the Bleep Do We Know. But more importantly, his books are profoundly changing the world as we know it by changing the people that read them. You know, today, he is somebody that I get to chat with to really look at what does this take? What does it look like for all of us to let go of some of the things that we've been holding on to with the death grip? What does it mean to take a look at intention, intention, intention? And more importantly, is this for everyone? Dr. Joe, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. I'm humbled by your introduction.
Oh, you and I, you know, we come from the same hood, right? New Brunswick, New Jersey?
Pretty much, yes.
You know, I said something earlier, and I want to talk with you about this in terms of your book and the work that you do. It really does seem to me, and I don't know, maybe it's just this year, but it seems to me, you know, that in a blink of an eye, I was sitting on the couch pretty much stuck in my life, and now here I am talking with you. And I'm not sure how that happened or why that happened, but I had never in my life imagined a life like this. Something must have happened along the way to help me get here. You know, how do you explain this?
Well, the fact is that you got off the couch.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, we actually aren't chosen, but we in fact choose ourselves. And I think that when you really step outside your comfort zone, you know, that familiar area that we know so well that keeps us, in a place where we can predict an outcome and there's certainty, that's the place where the mundane happens. And when you step outside your comfort zone, that's where the miracles happen, because you're now in the unknown, and that's when you have at your faculties the greatest ability to create. And so that's when the universe begins to surprise us and organize new outcomes, because we're not staying in the same familiar state of being. We've actually left the Shire, and we're going on an adventure.
You talk about the quantum you in the book, and I wanted to take a moment to chat with you about that. You know, we've heard about quantum manifestation, quantum living, quantum health, but here we are, quantum you. Is that too much for me to handle, or is that the reality of what I've become and can be?
Look, I mean, the quantum model of reality, Pat, says something we can all really accept, especially on your wonderful show. And that is that your subjective mind has some effect on the objective world. And if you're observing your life as a quantum observer every single day in the anticipation and the expectation of the way a familiar reality will occur, unconsciously, you begin to observe your reality from the same level of mind, allowing your reality to be equal to your mind. So it begs the question then, if you change your mind, then there should be measurable and obvious changes in your life. So then if you see the same people every single day and you go to the same place at the same exact time and you do the same thing that you can memorize and do so well, then it's your external environment that's turning on different circuits in your brain, causing you to consciously and unconsciously react to the same conditions in your life. And as long as your brain is reacting to everything that's familiar and known to you, you as the quantum observer then continuously collapse waves of possibility into the same reality. So when it comes time then to observe a new reality, most people are defining their reality through their senses, what they see, what they taste, what they hear, what they feel, what they see. They're really trying to observe reality as materialist. The quantum model of reality says our senses should be the last to experience what our mind has created. So then when you take your attention off the familiar reality in anticipation of the future based on the past, and you move into the present moment, your continuous observation on some future outcome causes those waves of the atom to collapse into an event called an experience in your life. And when the experience occurs, then you feel empowered and humbled by the same means because of your efforts. So if you're living as a Newtonian model of reality, then you'll wait for your wealth to show up or your lover to appear or your health to finally change before you give thanks. In other words, something outside of you has to change. And when that condition changes in your life, then you'll give thanks, or then you'll be joyful, or then you'll be in love. That's the old model of cause and effect.
Yeah.
The quantum model says we want a cause and effect. We want to give thanks ahead of the experience so that our brain and body are no longer a record of the past, but now, in fact, the map to the future. And I think the key is just learning how to do it.
You know, and this is really, you know, what you're talking about here in Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It's interesting, you know, that we are here today talking about this in light of, first of all, Mayan calendar came and went. You know, people talking about a new energy coming into this year. The thing that most people do this time of year is they sit down and they make New Year's resolutions, and then there they go. They break their New Year's resolution. But change seems to be on the minds of a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And yet at the same time, it seems as if change happens by itself. But when we try to enact it, it is a horrific struggle for a lot of folks. Why is that?
Well, if you can picture that there's one aspect of you that's the old self, and then there's on the other side the new self. And when we cross the river of change from the old self to the new self, there's a void or a gap between the two. So if you have for the last 10 years been thinking the same thoughts, and those same thoughts lead to the same choices, those same choices lead to the same behaviors, same behaviors lead to the same experiences, and the same experiences produce the same familiar emotions, and those same emotions drive the same thoughts, well, your biology in time will reflect your conscious and unconscious level of mind. And your personality then creates your personal reality. When your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, and it becomes pretty much an automatic, memorized set of behaviors and emotional reactions, our beliefs and perceptions, that pretty much run subconsciously like an automatic program. So all of a sudden now you're going to change, and you're going to say, I'm not going to think the same way, I'm not going to act the same way, and I'm not going to feel the same way. I'm going to change my state of being. And the moment you go step outside of the old self, you no longer feel like you normally feel. And the moment you feel uncomfortable or you feel different or you feel uncertain or you're in the unpredictable unknown zone, most people can't tolerate that unknown state. So they return back to making the same choices that lead to the same behaviors, that produce the same experiences, that create the same emotions to reaffirm who they think they are. So then that void, that gap between the old self and the new self, we have to learn to understand that uncomfortable place, that uncertainty, is fertile ground to truly create in, because that is the unknown. And when we begin to understand that the best way to predict our future is to create it, and we have to step outside of our familiar self, and that's really where the magic happens, then people will be more prone to continue on and reinvent the new self.
Well, Joe Dispenza joining me here today, Dr. Joe, as we like to call him, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. You know, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the role that emotions play or not. You know, do you live most of your life teetering on the edge or the brink of an emotion that you believe you have absolutely no control over? What is it about emotions that bring us down? And what is it about life that we could learn through emotions? Dr. Joe Dispenza joining us here today. There's a lot for us to talk about. Can you really choose joy? Can you choose it despite the amount of money in your bank account? Can you choose it despite the boss from hell? Well, let's see what Joe has to say about that when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. If you want to find out more, just go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. If you want to find out more about, you know, my guest joining me here, Dr. Joe Dispenza, we're going to be able to send you to a couple of places. What's the best website, Dr. Joe, for folks to go to?
My website is just drjoedispenza.com. That's DrJoeDispenza.
All right. And once you guys get there, you're going to see information about the book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, lots of information about Dr. Joe, information about where he's speaking, teleclasses, you can take the brain quiz, and much more. Hey, Dr. Joe, we're going to talk about emotions. I got to ask you a question. I just got to ask you this. You know, I know you've been featured in What the Bleep. I know you travel globally to speak. I know that you're doing workshops. You're helping people break the habit of being oneself. If you had to look at your life, was there an event, was there a moment in your journey where you had to say no mas, where you had to say, look, this is something that I want to do differently, and it's called my life. When was that moment?
I think I have one of those every day, Pat.
Yeah, no, me too. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, you know, I think in order for us to wake up, we need a wake-up call, and I've had several of them in my life. And wake-up calls are a way for us to reinterpret reality and to take philosophical information that we kind of want to believe in, and then we have to weigh those new concepts and those new ideas against the old beliefs and old paradigms. And for me, I think my first one was getting run over by a truck in a triathlon and breaking 6 bones in my back and deciding not to have surgery and making a choice that there's a power within us that we can contact. And I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't doing anything. I was laying face down in pretty bad shape. And every day I just thought, if this intelligence exists, 2 things, I'm going to make contact with it and I'm going to give it a plan. And second thing, I'm not going to let any thought slip by me that I don't want to experience. And it was probably 3 weeks of hell because I didn't realize how unfocused I was or how distracted my mind was. But when I started getting a little bit on top of it, I started noticing some, you know, significant changes, and I just made a deal with myself that if I was ever able to walk again, I'd spend the rest of my life studying this concept, and I have pretty much been doing that for the last 25 years or so.
Yeah, it really is fascinating, and the reason I ask you that question is because so often I speak to a lot of people and I'm always struck by, you know, what the incidents in life are that, you know, help people, you know, create the lives they really want. And everyone I've ever asked that question or a question similar to that has a story like that. Even though I agree with you, every day there is sort of this bookmark in our lives where we get to choose what we're going to choose for that day. And, you know, that's really my question about emotions. And I wanted to bring this to, you know, to the conversation for a moment, because there are people that have gone through training and workshops where they've been told, I just have to express my anger, even if I get it all over you. And this idea of rage that is in our society right now, you know, I got on the plane sitting next to a woman that was going back to Connecticut to bury one of the young children, in the shooting. And I wanted to talk with you for a minute about emotions, the role they play, and the role that they are, that we are using them for, that is sort of, a release for us.
Mm. Well, this is a bottle of wine in 2 hours, but let's chat about it for now.
Okay.
Listen, feelings and emotions are the end product of past experiences. And we can remember experiences better because we can remember how they feel. And when you're in the midst of an experience, all of your five senses are plugging you into your external world. And everything you're seeing and smelling and tasting and feeling and hearing, all of your five senses are gathering all this vital data from your external environment. And as that information rushes back to your brain, jungles of neurons begin to organize themselves into networks and patterns. And the moment they organize and string into place, another part of the brain makes a chemical, and that chemical is called a feeling or an emotion. So you can remember graduating from college, you can remember the birth of your children, you can remember where you were on 9/11, you can tell me who you were with, what time of day it was, exactly what you were doing, where you were, because you notice the change in your internal chemistry. And the moment you felt differently inside of you, you perked up and paid attention to whatever caused it outside of you. And that event in and of itself is called a memory. So if feelings and emotions are the end product of past experiences, and you're feeling the same way every single day, then by very definition, nothing new is happening in your life. And so when you react to something or someone in your life, there's nothing wrong with an emotional reaction. It's part of life. But the question is, how long are you going to allow those chemicals to run? Now, when you're angry, when you're fearful, when you're aggressive, when you're judgmental, when you're sad, the hormones that are created from those chemical reactions typically last 90 seconds to 2 minutes. You produce about 30 different chemicals that last about that long. But for most people, when they react to something in their life, that refractory period of chemicals that are created from their emotional reaction is something that they can actually regulate. They may not be able to control the condition outside of them, but they can certainly control the condition inside of them. Now, when you react to something in your life and you don't know how to control your emotional reaction and you allow those chemicals to run for hours or days, that's called a mood. So someone may say to you, what's wrong with you? And you say, well, I'm in a mood. And they say, why are you in a mood? And you would say, well, this event happened to me 5 days ago. And what you're really saying is, I'm living in the past because the emotion is continuously lingering. And if you keep those chemicals running for weeks or months, and those emotions are driving thoughts equal to your emotions, now you're developing a temperament. And those emotions then that cause you to think equal to how you feel, fire and wire circuits in your brain to produce a level of mind that reaffirms that emotion. And so someone would say, why does he have such an angry temperament? And you say, why are you so angry? And they say, well, this experience happened to me 9 months ago, and I'm memorizing my emotional reaction. Now, if you keep that same refractory period going on for years on end, that's called a personality trait. So most people then, where there are emotions, layer by layer, that define their personality. But those emotions are not who they are. The emotions are just records from the past, and most people's personalities are based on the past. So in order to change, then, we have to look at the emotions that we've memorized. And when you develop the natural ability to shorten the refractory period of those emotional reactions, that's called emotional intelligence. But if those emotions keep driving the same thoughts equal to how we feel, we develop a personality that's based in the past, and we can never create a new future holding on to the emotions of the past. So then, when a person reacts to something in their life and they can't get beyond the emotion, that emotion begins to begins to filter their perception of the way reality really is, and they'll look for the conditions in their life to reaffirm their victimization, to reaffirm their anger, because those emotions are provoking their perception. But when we begin to unmemorize those emotions and we free the body from the chains of those addictions, the side effect of that is joy. And now the body is really liberated and it's no longer living in the past. Why? Because the body is the unconscious mind. It does not know the difference between an experience in your life that produces an emotion and an emotion that you can create by memory alone. To the body, it's exactly the same. So living by the same emotion for years on end, the body is believing it's in the same environmental conditions 365 days a year, and the body literally is living in the past. So then when we begin to liberate ourselves from those emotions, now we can use emotions in the way that they're also designed to do, and that is to fuel our dreams in the future. Now, an elevated emotion of gratitude or joy or inspiration is the very ingredient coupled with the clear intention that begins to really affect our reality, and we move into a new state of being.
I'm happy for that. Yeah, I'm so happy for that. For a minute there, I thought, my God, he's talking about my life for early on. But boy, I'll tell you, we just love sulking sometimes. And I think in the book, you know, you talk about this as an emotional addiction as well. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Joe Dispenza joining us here today. For those of you out there, please get a copy of his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that I get jazzed about talking about, survival versus living in creation, survival versus thriving, survival versus, you know, all of the juiciness that you want in life. What is the difference? Is it possible? And what are some of the things you could learn to do now from Dr. Joe that will get you on your way? All right, everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I wish I had 2 hours to speak with Dr. Joe Dispenza here, but please go to his website, drjoedispenza.com. Check it out. He's going to be, I'm sure, in a city near you. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about Dr. Joe Dispenza, go to the website, drjoedispenza.com. The other thing that I want you guys to really pay attention to is when you get to his website, there are numerous opportunities, which we're going to talk about right now, for you all to participate, to engage, to become stewards of this amazing body of work Dr. Joe has put together. Dr. Joe, let's talk a little bit about this weekend, because, you know, you're in Vancouver and, you know, there are lectures that are going on, but you're also doing this live streaming. Can you talk about that for a bit?
Yeah, I think 2013 is a year where we're trying to make the work a little bit more accessible for folks, because one of the biggest comments we get on our website in terms of feedback is, you know, I can't come to London, I can't come to Barcelona, I can't make it to Buenos Aires. When are you going to come to, Little Rock, Arkansas? And what we've decided to do is this weekend, the Saturday, the 19th of January, we're doing a one-day event in Vancouver, British Columbia, called Making Change Stick. And the concept is really giving people the opportunity to understand the science of change, why change is so hard, demystify meditation, and then have them walk away with the tools that they can begin to create the life that they want. So it's from 9 o'clock to 6 p.m. Pacific time, West Coast time. And if you can't make it to the event, we're going to stream it live, and you can get online from my website, and you can sit in the comfort of your home and not have to travel anywhere to participate. And it'll be filled with a lot of information, and it'll be a great opportunity for people to really to learn some of the things that we do with people that really make some changes for themselves.
I love it. And I want to just say to everyone, when you go to Dr. Joe's website, there are a lot of opportunities for you to take a look at, you know, workshops and events and where he's going to be, and get engaged, get involved. And boy, I'll tell you, it's all about breaking the habit of being yourself. So today, Joe, thank you for joining me here today. Before the break, I was talking about this idea of survival. And you talk about this, you know, beautifully, in terms of survival versus creation. And some people say survival versus thrival, whatever that is. But we do get into the habit of surviving. So tell us, what is it about survival that seems so sexy to us most of our life, but really doesn't serve us?
Well, this is a great conversation. I mean, living in survival is living in stress, and stress is when your body's knocked out of homeostasis. Stress is when your body's knocked out of balance. The stress response is what your body naturally does to return itself back to order. Now, all organisms in nature are designed for short-term stress. If a zebra gets chased by the lion and the zebra outruns the lion, 15 minutes it goes back to grazing and the body returns back to balance. But when the zebra sees the predator, she turns on a very primitive nervous system called a fight or flight nervous system, or the sympathetic nervous system. And the purpose of that system is to mobilize enormous amounts of energy to prepare ourselves for some threat from the external environment. In other words, if you're being chased by a lion, or your daughter is caught under a car in a car accident, you better have the energy to be able to move quickly and react and take care of business. So that's highly adaptive in crisis and emergency situations. But it becomes very maladaptive when we turn on that stress response and we can't turn it off. Now, when we turn on the stress response and it can't shut off, now we're headed for a disease, because it's a scientific fact that the hormones of stress dysregulate or downregulate genes that make us sick. So then what makes human beings so unique is that we can turn on the stress response just by thought alone. We can think about some future worst-case scenario and become so over-focused on it that our body begins to physiologically change and believe it's in that future reality. In other words, you obsess about the speech that you have to do, or the confrontation with your coworker, or what you're going to say to your teenager because they dented the car, whatever it is, you begin to turn on the stress response just by thinking. Now, you could also, instead of think about some future event, you can begin to reflect on some past bitter memory, and you produce the same chemistry in your brain and body as if the event was happening. So for the most part, the body's in a high level of stress because it's anticipating a future, or it's living in the past, and it's never really relaxed in the present moment. So the hormones of stress that give the body a rush of energy, a rush of adrenaline to prepare it for some emergency, it becomes highly addictive. And we begin to use the conditions and the problems in our life to reaffirm our emotional addiction so that we can remember who we think we are. And when we live by those hormones of stress, think about it. An addiction is something you can't stop. So if you're living by the hormones of stress and you're angry, or you're frustrated, or you're judgmental, or you're hating, or you're insecure, or you're afraid, or you're anxious, or you're depressed, or you're sad, or you're hopeless or powerless, those are all driven by the hormones of stress. If you can't turn that off, if I said to you, geez, I know you're angry, but why don't you just stop? An addiction is something you can't stop. So if you are able really to stop that anger, then we could say you're less addicted to it. So then what happens is, subconsciously or unconsciously, we memorize those emotional states and we begin to reaffirm those addictions. And those addictions then wake the brain and body up for a short period of time. So the person then becomes completely attached to their emotional state, and they wear that emotional state pretty much like a badge. So if we know the hormones of stress push the genetic buttons that create disease and make us sick, and we know that our thoughts can turn on the stress response, then by very definition, our thoughts can make us sick. So the real question is, if our thoughts can make us sick, can our thoughts make us well? And that's when we go into that state of thriving or creativity. And for the most part, you know, when we're living by the hormones of stress, we're very selfish. We're focused on the self. You know, we're self-indulgent, we're self-centered, we're self-serving, we're self-aggrandizing, we're full of self-pity. It's all about the self. And we define the self as a body in the environment and time. In other words, when a zebra's being chased by the lion, she's only concerned about her body. She's aware, more aware of her body than normal. She's more aware and focused on her environment. Where am I going to run? And she's obsessing about time. Where am I going to go and how much time do I have to get there? When we live by the hormones of stress, we obsess about our bodies, how thin we are, how fat we are, what our hair looks like, what our nails look like, what we're wearing. We obsess about our problems in our environment, and we become over-focused on time, and we become materialists pretty much that define reality in terms of our senses. And this is where we get stuck pretty much in the same life. The state of creation then is when you forget about yourself. You become selfless. You become nobody. You become nothing. You become no time. In other words, you're so present in the moment that you forget about your problems. You forget about your husband or your wife or your dog or your kids. You forget about everything. You become nobody. And that is the moment you walk through the door to the quantum field. You can't walk through the door as a somebody. You got to enter as a nobody. And we have all the biological machinery to do it. And I think the hardest part is making the time to do it.
You know, the biological machine to do it is very interesting, because the biological machine that we have, and, you know, we're talking about the brain and the mind at some level as well. You know, we've heard so often how little we actually use its ability. And, you know, I wanted to ask you this question, talk about it when we come back. You know, what is the rest of that? What is the rest of that that is not getting used? What is, you know, what is it that the scientific community and the spiritual community are now saying in a way that comes together to talk about the mind? We're going to take a short break. Dr. Joe Dispenza joining us here today. When we come back, we'll talk about what you can do now. What kinds of things will help you further your own change? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. For more information about the many, many things that you can participate in and change your life, go to drjoedispenza.com. drjoedispenza.com. Check it out. Workshops, you know, many of the things that we're talking about today, you know, is it's out there for you to learn, thanks to Dr. Joe. It's great to have you here, Dr. Joe. I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit in this segment about, you know, what people can do. You know, what is it that you've discovered in terms of, you know, science and spirituality that enables us to activate parts of the brain and the mind that we're probably not using very much.
Well, you know, when we're living by those nasty chemicals of survival, you know, the hindbrain tends to be more in control than the forebrain. In other words, the primitive brain tends to be in control, and we're reacting more than we are really reasoning and contemplating and creating. And so teaching people really how to begin to pay attention and to begin to lower the volume to the external world is really what the job of the forebrain is. And the forebrain is the seat of our conscience. It's the seat of our awareness. It's, you know, when you are using your forebrain, you're thinking about possibilities. You're inventing new things. You're creating. You're planning. You're restraining behaviors. And that kind of ability then begins to really quiet down the emotional centers so that we no longer are being seduced by the problems and conditions in our life. And so when the frontal lobe is working to its advantage, of your advantage, it does act like a volume control so that you can see on functional scans that when people are truly paying attention, they don't want to be distracted by too much extraneous stimulation. So the person who's mowing the lawn across the street, or the television in the other room, or the pain in your back seems to disappear because it's not important to you in that moment. And when you're focusing on a very single-minded concept, the brain begins to work in a much more profound and coherent manner. The chemicals of stress cause the brain to work in a very disintegrated and a very disorderly way, because it's like driving a sports car in first gear on the freeway. Sooner or later, the brain can't tolerate that level of emergency. So when we begin to do meditation, when we begin to go inward, when we begin to eliminate the external world, when you begin to say, I'm going to put my attention inward, I'm going to take my attention off my environment, I'm going to put my body away with all the things it does to reaffirm who it thinks it is based on a personality that's connected to its addictions. I'm going to set that aside for a while, and I'm going to lose track of time. And I'm going to make my inner world more real than my outer world, and I'm going to move into the present moment. Now, when that happens, the brain gets very orderly. It gets very systemized. It synchronizes. It becomes coherent. And that level of orderliness then causes different compartments of the brain that were no longer communicating with each other because they were knocked out of balance because of the hormones of stress, to begin to organize in a very new level of mind. And that level of coherence then, that level of orderliness, begins to unify the individual, and they feel more whole than they've felt in a very long time. And I call that the natural state of being. So it's not just so much as what parts of the brain we're using, but how they're working. Is the brain working like a symphony? Is it producing very coherent music? Or is the brain like a bunch of individuals trying to clamor for the most attention, and there's no rhythm, there's no orderliness, there's no coherence? And so when we begin to really put away our addictions for a period of time, and every day begin to really go inward, I think that it lowers the volume to our emotional reactions to everything in our life. We tend to be more balanced, more centered, more peaceful, more whole, more loving, and we're moving away from those primitive states.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'm really struck by as I'm listening to you, and I want to thank you again, Dr. Joe, for joining me here today. You know, I wanted to thank you so much for the work that you do, and for also the work that you do to demystify, you know, the, as you would say, the mystical and the waves of our future. And I wanted to ask you in this last segment to help our listeners in creating the future that they truly desire. And what do I mean by that is, you know, if there was one thing that you could say to folks for them to do immediately, other than, of course, get your book and read it, what might that be?
Well, if you woke up every morning and you said to yourself, 95% of who I am is a set of unconscious, automatic, autopilot states of thoughts and behaviors and emotions, then it would make sense then that the first part of change is sitting down and saying, let me become conscious of my unconscious thoughts. Let me become so familiar with them, so aware of them, that they would never slip by my conscious mind again. And let me look at my habits and my behaviors that I demonstrate unconsciously every day. Do I complain? Do I blame? Do I make excuses? Do I feel sorry for myself? Do I judge others? Let me just observe who I am in my life as the old self, and let me become so aware of it that I would never return back to that old state. And let me look at the emotions that I've memorized. Am I guilty? Am I angry? Am I frustrated? Let me just observe who I was. Let me look at those emotions and ask myself, are these emotions really loving to me? And as we begin to become conscious of our unconscious self, it does something really unique. We're no longer those programs, but we're the consciousness now observing the programs. And that's when we begin to really objectify our subjective self. We're moving out of the old self, because the biggest problem with change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. So in order for you to do that, you have to go into the operating system where those old programs exist and bring them into the conscious awareness, go into the subconscious and bring them right up into your conscious awareness. And now an understanding and observe yourself, you have a better chance of not returning back to the same choices. It's like watching a videotape of yourself golfing or playing tennis or dancing. You can self-correct when you observe yourself, and that's the purpose, and that's a frontal lobe function. But by the same means, then once you retire the old self and surrender it to a greater mind, ask yourself, what is the greatest ideal I can be today? What would greatness look like today? And begin to fire and wire new circuits in your brain. Begin to install the neurological hardware. Begin to plan your behaviors. What would love do today? How would I act? Who am I going to be? And as you begin to think in new ways and make your brain fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, whenever you make your brain work differently, you're changing your mind. Now, if you remind yourself of who you no longer want to be every day, and you remind yourself who you do want to be, the firing and wiring process then begins to install the circuits for you to use when you get up and take yourself out for a test drive. Mm. And if by chance you say, God, I'm so excited about my day, I'm going to master this lifetime of one day, what would it feel like? What would it feel like to be great? And you teach your body emotionally what it feels like ahead of the actual experience. And you get up differently than when you sat down. Now you're in a new state of being. And if you can maintain that modified state of mind and body your entire day, get ready, because something unusual is going to happen in your life. That's the law.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Joe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot wait to see your upcoming seminar this weekend and be part of that and the many, many cool things that you've got planned. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, my gosh. And tell me about this. Do we appreciate you? Let's say to all of you out there, there's no time like now. This is the time for each and every one of us to experience the kind of life, create the kind of life that Dr. Joe talked about. Let's do it together. That's what 2013 is about. It's about living the dream. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.